This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You saw a Muslim doing something haram. You saw your brother doing something haram. You saw a sister, you saw your sisters doing something haram. And instead of coming to the public and exposing them, you conceal those sins. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. I personally believe that the next point that I'm going to talk about after al-Islam, it is the indeed, in my view, in nowadays, one of the greatest ni'mah of Allah. We all acknowledge and we conclude the greatest ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered upon us is ni'mah al-Islam. And that's why some of the mufassirin, when they were giving the tafsir of Surah Al-Dhuha, they say, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, they refer to the deen al-Islam. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, that is indeed the greatest ni'mah upon us. Look at the condition of the people outside today. Look what they were doing last night. None of you, bi-idhnillah, and insha'Allah, none of you were part of that. And the only reason you were sheltered, the only reason you were protected from that, the only reason you were not part of that, because of ni'mat al-Islam and because of your iman. So say alhamdulillah for the ni'mah that you did not work for it. Say alhamdulillah for the gift of Allah that came to you and I for free, ni'mat al-Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever take any path other than the path of Islam, you will not be accepted from him. إِنَّ الدِّينَ, indeed the deen عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, in the sight of Allah is al-Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, almost for 13 years, he was trying to sell the Quraysh kalimat la ilaha illallah by saying to them, Ya ayyuha an-nas qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. O people, say la ilaha illallah and you will be successful. So there is no greater ni'mah than the ni'mat al-Islam. And I know Allah has showered us many ni'am on us. Great ni'mahs. And we were taught in the Quran, if you want more ni'am, all you need to do is be grateful. And Allah said, "Wala in shakartum la azidannakum." And if you're grateful for the ni'am that I've blessed you with, then I'll give you more. If you're grateful for the children that I bless you with, I'll give you more righteous children. If you are grateful for the behavior of your spouse, then I will make them more righteous. If you are grateful for what I have given you from the wealth of this dunya, then I will give you more of it. All you need to do is understand the equation, which is be grateful to Allah, and I'll give it to you. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. But in my view, one of the greatest ni'mat that most of us are not appreciate, they do not appreciate and you do not consider daily, in my view, is ni'mat al-satr. Ni'mat al-satr. Al-satr means the ni'mat where Allah conceals your faults. Today I was sitting in the restaurant. I was sitting in the restaurant and I saw you coming, lining up on the street. And I see you, sisters and brothers alike. When you see someone that you know, you will go to him and you will hug your Muslim brother and you will shake his hand. Sister, when you saw someone that you knew, you run to her and you hug her. Now imagine If you and her and you and him, imagine if your sins were exposed. Imagine if she knew your sins. Imagine if he knew your sins that you just committed. Imagine some of you who are sitting right here, last night you were somewhere else. And you play righteous right here, but you were somewhere else last night. Imagine how Allah exposed you to everyone that you see. Do you think they would come and hug you? Do you think they would come and shake your hands and say, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah? La wallah. So, one of the ulama was asked, كيف أصبحت? How was your morning? How was your day? قال أصبحت بين نعمتين لا أدري أيهما أفضل. He said, I'm in the middle of two ni'mah. I don't know which one is greater. قال ذنوبا سترها الله علي ولن يعيرني أحدا من خلقه. Subhanallah. He says, sins that Allah conceal them and none of his creation can mock me because of my sins. No one can say to you, you were there last night. You text messaged someone last night you're not supposed to. You saw something that last night that was haram for you, but no one else saw it but you and Allah. So he said, I'm between two ni'mah. Ni'mah that Allah concealed all my sins and nobody knows about them. وَنِعْمَةً وَمَوَدَّ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. He said, and a ni'mah that Allah made people like me. لَمْ يَبْلُغُهَا عَمَلِي. My deed did not reach there. He said, I did some deeds, yes. I prayed Salat al-Fajr, yes. But I did not do that much deeds for these Muslims to like me and to love me. I didn't do it. Imagine, ya ibadallah, if everybody knew your sins. يقول القحطاني عبد الله بن محمد القحطاني, a poet, قال والله, he was talking about people, he was talking about where people meet him. He said, والله لو علم قبيح السريرة لأبى السلام علي من يلقاني ولا أعرض عني وملوا بصحبتي ولبؤت بعد كرامة بهوان لكن سترت معائب ومثالبي وحلمت عن سقطي وعن سف. He said, والله, if these people knew my sins, None of them would shake my hands. But ya Allah, you concealed my sins from the eyes of the people. This is the greatest ni'mah. Do you think if you knew my sins, do you think any one of you would be sitting here listening to me? Do you think if I knew your sins, I would come here and address you? So the greatest ni'mah is the ni'mah that Allah has covered your faults. Your wife doesn't know what you did. Your husband doesn't know what you did. Imagine if you come home and your children can't tell what you did today. Do you think they will respect you and I? La wallah. La wallah. So the greatest ni'mah that every day that we should be grateful for is the ni'mah that Allah concealed the sins of Bani Adam from us. So let us see what we can do, ya ibadallah. See, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in Sahih Muslim, he said, no servant would conceal the servant of others except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would conceal his sins in both dunya and akhirah. قال ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة. First, you need to understand you are a sinner, and it is indeed by the mercy of Allah no one knows your sins. So you should never ever belittle other people because you think you saw them committing a sin. And remember what the Messenger of Allah is saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you conceal the sin of a Muslim, you saw a Muslim doing something haram, you saw your brother doing something haram, you saw a sister, you saw your sisters doing something haram, and instead of coming to the public and exposing them, you conceal those sins. On the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah would conceal your sins. In hadith Abdullah ibn Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu fi sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, look what would happen to your sins on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yaqul, Allah will bring, imagine Yawm al-Qiyamah is like this. Imagine there's a stage that is set for the hisab. Imagine everybody who's sitting here is they also, you're going to be there. We're all going to be there, but in a larger number. But the difference is there would be no nice roof over your head. There would be no nice outfit you will be wearing. There would be no nice light. It is only the sun and a bright white sand, and none of us is dressed. All of us are naked. No status, no wealth. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهْ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهْ خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُ. Nothing. تقول عائشة, يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, on the day of يوم القيامة, people will be resurrected naked. And عائشة said, يا رسول الله, الرجال والنساء, of messenger of Allah, men and women would be together and dressed naked. قال يا عائشة, أو عائشة, the situation is severe than that, is more than you will be attracted to the opposite side, because on that day everybody will be saying نفسي نفسي نفسي. No one else. On that day, Allah will call you to the podium. Not to give a lecture, not to receive a word, not to be praised what you did, not to get your degree, but definitely you will get your degree in different level. And then if you are mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. I am not using these gestures to say Allah is like this, but I'm showing it to you so you can understand. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah will bring the person to the stage, and then Allah would conceal the person between himself, between the people and that person. So this conversation would be only between Allah and you. And Allah will say to you and I, do you remember that sin? أَتَذْكُرُ ذَنْبِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Do you remember what you did that day? Do you remember when you were alone and nobody else was there? Do you remember what you did? And you will say, the person, mu'min, will say, yes. And say, do you remember that other sin? And the person will say, yes. قَالَ حَتَّى, to the point that the person would assume that he's done. And Allah will say to him, قَدْ سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأَنَا الْيَوْمَ أَسْتُرُهَا عَلَيْكَ. He say, I concealed that sin from the people in dunya, and today no one else would be able to see it. قَالَ فَيُعْطَى كِتَابَ حَسَنَاتِ. And that person will receive his good book with his right hand. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. قولوا أمين. We ask Allah to make us among the people who receive the book with their right hand. قولوا أمين. And the munafiq and the people of Jahannam, look at what happened to them. Allah will call them and everybody will be able to see. Everybody would be able to see it. And يقول النبي in hadith حسنا لغيره. He said, a man will come on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, كَحَسَّنَاتِ مِثْلَ جِبَالِ تِهَامِ. He said, he will come on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah with hassanat, with good deeds like the mountains of Tiham, mountains in Yemen and Saudi. So massive. قَالَ فَيَجْعَلُهُ اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And Allah will turn all those good deeds, the mountain-like deeds, Allah will turn them into dust. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, why? Why would that person's hasanat be turned into dust? Has no weight. The Messenger of Allah said, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مِثْلَ مَا لَكُمْ. He said, indeed, those people used to pray Qiyam al-Layl, not Salat al-Isha, not Salat al-Maghrib, not regular Salah. He said, they used to pray Qiyam al-Layl the way you pray, Ya Abu Bakr, the way you pray, Ya Umar, the way you pray, Ya Uthman, the way you pray, Ya Aisha. They used to pray Qiyam al-Layl like the way you pray. And they used to fast the same way that you used to fast. Then why? Why would their deeds be turned into dust? قال ولكن إذا خلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها. Subhanallah. He said, yet when they're alone with the sins, when there nobody else can see, they will cross all the limits. No one else can see. يقول عطاء, one of the tabi'in, he said, on the day of يوم القيامة, Allah may say to you, Ay Abdi, O my servant. He said, when you do ma'asi in front of Allah alone, nas'al Allah al-satr. When you do ma'asi in front of Allah alone, when you hide it from your sisters, when you hide it from your siblings, when you hide it from your parents, when you hide it from your husband, when you hide it from your wife, when you hide it from everyone else, and you do it in front of Allah alone, knowing that Allah is still looking at you. يقول عطاء بن أبي رباح, أما تخشى يا عبد الله أن يقال لك يوم القيامة أي عبدي أكنت أهون الناظرين إليك. He said, are you not afraid that Allah will say to you on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, was I least of your concern? Because you didn't want your neighbors to see your sins, but you did it right in front of me. You did not want your children to see your sin, but you did it right in front of me, Allah may say. You hid it from everyone, but you were so bold that you committed right in front of me. And don't think because Allah is extending the distance and the time for you that Allah is heedless. Don't think that way. يقول زين العابدين ما أحلم الله عني حيث أمهلني وقد تماذيت في ذنبي ويسترني أنا الذي أغلق الأبواب مجتهدا على المعاصي وعين الله تنظر. زين العابدين, he says, Subhanallah, Allah is so patient with me. He say, indeed, I commit ma'asi after ma'asi after ma'asi while Allah is looking at me, while I conceal it and I make sure nobody else is looking at me. So on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, a munafiq, a sinner, his sins would be exposed and his a'mal would be turned into evil deeds. I want to give you only a few things. Few things. Number one, if you commit a sin, don't publicize it. If you commit a sin, don't publicize it. Because in Sahih al-Bukhari, some young men and women, they talk to each other and they think they are so cool. You know, they are so fine. They are so into this when they tell each other what they did. But the Messenger of Allah in Bukhari, he said, "Kullu ummati muhaf." He said, every single of my ummah can be pardoned, can be forgiven. Except those who would expose their sins. They commit sin and no one else can see, but they come in the morning and they say, I did this last night. I spoke to so-and-so. I had a date with so-and-so. I did this and that. He said, those will not be forgiven. يقول ابن رجب, معصية, المعصية معصية. He said, معصية is two types. معصية, that you are ashamed of. You don't want anyone to know. And you're asking Allah for satr. You're asking Allah to not expose you. And he say on that, mainly Allah may forgive. He said, but the ma'zar Allah may not forgive is the ma'asiyah that you commit and you so arrogantly and so proud about it. And you come out and you say, I did this last night. I did this yesterday. He said, those are the ma'asi, yukhsha ala sahibi, those are the ma'asi, the man who commits, the person who commits, most likely will be doomed. Number two, number one, you conceal. your ma'asiyah, if you did. Don't publicize your sins. Number two, don't wish ma'asiyah and evil deeds for others. Because Allah said, إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة. He said, those who desire evil deeds for others, not that they actually push them to do it, but they want people to be sinners like them. They want everyone to smoke shisha or to smoke cigarette or to drink or to party or to listen to music so they can all be in the same level. Allah said those, their reward would be عذاب أليم في الدنيا and آخرة. Not only in آخرة, but they will be punished in this dunya and hereafter. In both. So don't wish that for others. And when you see someone doing ma'asiyah, try to conceal it and try to understand and don't hate the person, but hate the sin. Abu Dharr al-Ghafari, radiyallahu anhu, fi riwayah Abu Darda in Baghdad, they saw this young man who's been beaten by his friends. And then he came and he stopped his friends. And the people, they said, Ya Abu Dharr, Abu Darda, ama tadri ma sana? Don't you know what he did? He said, yes. Qalu ama takrah? He said, don't you, they said to him, don't you hate him and what he did? He said, no, I don't hate him. But I hate the sin. I hate the sin. So try that. Number three, ibadallah. Number three, ask Allah to forgive you. Al-istighfar. Hadith Anas bin Malik al-Bukhari. A man came to the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man came to the messenger of Allah. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وقعت في حد فطهرني. O messenger of Allah, I have committed a sin, so purify me. قال أنس وحضرت الصلاة, and the salah, the iqama was called, and then he got up, and the messenger of Allah walked away because salah was called, and then they pray salat al-jama'ah, and then the sahabi came to the messenger of Allah, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I just told you I committed a sin, so purify me, apply the had on of Allah on me. فَقَالَ أَقَدْ صَلَّيْتَ مَعَنَا وَقَدْ صَلَّيْتَ مَعَنَا. You pray with us. He said, yes. قَالَ اسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ. Ask Allah to forgive you and keep doing good deeds and don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It doesn't mean you keep doing. It means don't apply, don't go after the hudud. And hadith Mu'adh ibn Jabal, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, listen to what he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها. He said, every time that you do bad deeds, follow it with good deeds. And he will wipe it away. You did something bad. Don't say, you know, I'm a bad person. Let me do another one. And let me do a third one. Let me do a fourth one. No. Let it go by performing another good deeds and another good deeds and another good deeds. Every time that you do bad deeds, ask Allah for forgiveness and hope that Allah will forgive you for it. And don't relax yet. Don't give up from the rahmatillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqul Umar, I will conclude this with two stories. He said, Umar, when Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul passed away, and his son, this is the Amir al-Munafiqeen, he passed away. And then the messenger of Allah was sitting, and his son, the munafiq son who is a mu'min, he came to the messenger of Allah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, my father died, and you know what he is. Ya, your messenger of Allah, can you please come and lead salat al-janazah on him? And the messenger of Allah, subhanAllah, rahmatul lil alameen, he got up to lead the salah. And when he came to make takbir, and Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul right in front of him, and he wants to make takbir, Allahu Akbar, Umar jumped from the back, and he stood between the janazah and Rasulullah. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, don't pray on this man. He's a munafiq. You know what he is. Don't pray on him. فقال إليك عني يا عمر. Out of my way. And he came his back and said, no, Ya Rasul, you're not praying on this man. He is a munafiq. Until the messenger of Allah said, out of my way. And he led the salah. But Allah, even though Allah agreed with Umar, and he said after that, do not pray in any one of them. Yet Umar, he said, because of that sin, I keep giving sadaqah, I keep praying qiyam al-layl, I keep fasting because I objected Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you do a ma'asiyah, don't give up, keep doing good deeds. The last one, ya ibadallah. And this is a beautiful story that I read. I have exactly 5 minutes. This is the last one. Please, and I said it lightly, but please, please, if you want the reward of Allah and the reward of Akhirah, do one thing. Be blind for what other people do and concentrate on yourself. Concentrate on yourself. Don't judge people. Sisters, you may sit next to a sister who is not dressed the way you want her to dress. Or maybe she put makeup on. Brothers, you may be sitting someone that you think he did something haram, his pants too long, he shaved the beard, he trimmed the beard. Don't judge people. You were not sent to judge people. But if you see something that you think is not Islamic, have a nice nasiha, conceal secret nasiha, and move on. I want to conclude with a beautiful story that Nablusi, Al-Alusi, rahimahullah, in Dimashq wrote. And I want, this is a beautiful story, and this is revolved in an issue that most of us will not act that way. Al-Alusi, he said, an imam told me, he said, the imam, he slept one of those nights after Salatul Isha, and then he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the imam, ya imam, tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor, he is my neighbor in Jannah. So the imam, he said, I say to myself, he did not, you know, not talking about me. I'm the imam, I'm the hafid, I'm the alim, I'm the mufti. But he's talking about some simple man that I know. He who only just goes out and sell basic things on the street. And he's not an imam, he's not an alim, he's not a mufti. Why would he deserve to be with Rasulullah in Jannah? So he said, instead of shak, instead of doubt, I kept it to myself. But the next night, the same thing happened. And the third night, the same thing happened. Rasulullah kept coming back until I went to the man and said, ya hada, oh, this man, Messenger of Allah, was coming to me 3 nights in a row telling me you are his neighbor in Jannah. What did you do? Why did you, how come you received that status and you became not only from the people of Jannah, you became a neighbor of Rasulullah? So the man told him after a long discussion. He said, it's a long story, but I summarize it. He said, I got married to this beautiful young lady whom her father is well respected in the community, well respected. And he said, in our wedding night, she sat on the bed and she started crying. And I thought to myself, she's shy because she's never been with the man. She lives in Syria. She lives in a Muslim country, an Arab country. And it's aib to have a boyfriend and so on. She said, I said to her, La alayki, don't be afraid. Don't worry. We will get used to each other. She said, no, that's not what I'm crying. She said, I am pregnant from zina. I am pregnant from zina. He said, I didn't know what to do. If I come out and I expose her, then the whole city would know about her and her family. And this old man that is well respected will no longer be respected. So I decided to conceal the sin and to look into my own sins. And I said, may Allah forgive me and forgive her. And I did one thing, he said. I kept her at home in a different room. And he said, finally, the night when she was delivering her child, and she delivered the child, I took that baby and I said, give the baby to me, I'll bring him to you. She delivered a beautiful little boy, and I took the baby to Salat al-Fajr, to the masjid that I used to go, And I purposely went to the masjid late, and I put the baby right inside the masjid, and I proceeded to the jama'ah, making sure that I can see the child also. And when the imam said, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, and the people were about to leave, they saw this baby, and the people like, astaghfirullah, somebody left a baby here, subhanallah, subhanallah. He said, then I jumped, and I said, oh my God, my wife always wanted to raise a yatim. My wife always wanted to raise someone who has no parents. Give the baby to me. We will raise him. So I took the baby. I gave it to my wife. And I said to her, I will never tell your story to anyone. But I'm only telling you because I want the reward of being next to Rasulullah in Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ya ikhwati fillah, if you conceal someone's fall and you look into yourself, then Allah may reward you like that. أقول ما تسمعون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.